This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's firefighter union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Department of Justice was under a microscope on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Tim Berg reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday on oversight of the Department of Justice. Garland has suggested that parent protests at schools could potentially be threats to school officials, calling the FBI and DOJ to investigate these incidents. North Carolina Republican Senator and Senate Judiciary Committee member Tom Tillis reacts to the testimony and believes some of his questions weren't answered.
The point that I tried to make is the chilling effect this is going to have on other parents who should feel comfortable going to school board meetings and rejecting some of these policies like we've seen in Loudoun County and across the country. There's no question in my mind that people are going to think twice when they think they have the watchful eye of the FBI overlooking everything that they say.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republican Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax calls out Dr. Fauci's claim that no gain-of-function research was done at the Wuhan lab using U.S. tax dollars.
Dr. Fauci's been denying it, but now the NIH has admitted, yes, some of the laboratory experiments in Wuhan were combining these viruses, and yes, the result did gain function, which means it gained lethality. They made a virus that's more dangerous than anything they had to be working with, but they're still trying not to admit that it ever really happened. They're saying it's not gain of function because before they did the experiment, they didn't know that's what they would create. But here's my point. If you have an unknown virus, you combine it with a known virus that causes pandemics, well, sure, you don't know what's going to happen, but it could be that you're going to gain function. So it is a gain of function. That's the purpose of the experiment. Well, it's either going to infect humans or not, but you don't know it in advance. But just simply because you don't know it doesn't make it not a gain-of-function experiment. I'm not alleging that the viruses in the experiments that have been published are COVID or became COVID. I'm saying the techniques they use, the gain-of-function techniques, could be used to create COVID, but obviously the Chinese haven't published that research. They're unlikely to publish it. So when Dr. Fauci is saying, well, it couldn't have been this virus because it's distant genetically from COVID. But I'm not alleging that. No one has alleged that these viruses from the experiments they published We're alleging that if it came from the lab, they've now destroyed that evidence and they'll never let us know that it came from the lab.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's time for Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, this is really good fun right now. I mean, this is the era of irony. I was talking earlier with Horace Cooper about here we got the World Series and two of the worst cities that the woke people could have ever wanted. God has delivered back to Atlanta what was stolen from them, three, maybe even fourfold if this goes to seven games. Certainly for the next three games, they will be in Atlanta and more than recover that money that was lost when Major League Baseball decided to take away the All-Star game from Atlanta, take it to Colorado, in a state that had even more serious voting problems and issues and restrictions. I mean, this irony is so rich. And then you watch what's going on with the Democrats that here Joe Biden desperately, he's delayed his departure to go overseas for this international meeting so that he can have some sort of, I guess, bragging rights and act like he's some sort of chief executive. But right now, I mean, he's added to the problem because I don't know if he's going to be able to leave town and be able to say that he's got a deal because the infighting of the Democrats is so intense. They're really locked up here. So I don't know if they're going to be able to come to some sort of agreement before he leaves Dodge. What do you think?
Yeah, it's quite a mess. You would think with their, majorities that they would get something done. Yet they have two Democrats, specifically Manchin and Sinema, that are holding up their basically hostile takeover of this country and massive spending. If you thought that inflation was bad now, just wait until they attempted or at least tried to pass the $3.5 trillion bill, which now I think has been reduced to an obscene $1.75 trillion, and the number keeps getting lower and lower. Also, I don't know if you caught, but this morning the Vatican abruptly canceled a live broadcast between the Pope and Biden with no explanation whatsoever. Biden not only doesn't necessarily know what he's doing or where he is or what he's saying a majority of the time, but I think the Vatican also realized that quite quickly and cut the feed.
Well, I got to tell you, Megan, being a Catholic myself, there is a growing number of Catholics that are highly disturbed, with this Catholic president. I mean, this isn't like JFK, and where Catholics were really proud of a president, regardless of his human failings and all. But still, JFK wasn't for murdering children in the wombs of their mothers. This president is, which is a direct violation of Catholic doctrine. And And there's been discussions, you know, serious discussions of bishops in local areas going, well, do we even serve him communion or not? Nancy Pelosi, the same thing. And, you know, they brought up, there was another congressman out of California, and he pretty much challenged the church. He says, I dare you to not serve me communion. Going, well, you know, in a religious context here, Megan, you're not challenging church. You're challenging God himself. Because the way the Catholics look at the Eucharist, this is the body of Christ. And you cannot accept the body of Christ in Holy Communion with a heart of evil. And this is what abortion is. And I'll tell you, Catholics are up in arms about this. And so I'm not surprised. I got to tell you, on one hand, I don't know what else is going on, but a lot of Catholics are going to receive this news about the Pope rejecting Joe Biden as a positive sign.
Well, thank God. I mean, that's what I consider that. Thank God. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You know, the left has a way, historically, of bastardizing what I would call traditional norms in order to increase the government as basically the god of a free people. And eugenicists, which are very predominant throughout the left, which are people who believe in population control.
Right.
And that comes through medical rationing. It comes through abortion and a whole host of other issues. They have basically infested the left. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. And she was basically the founder and the priestess, if you will, of Planned Parenthood. And so the left has taken abortion from, you know, 1 to 3 months, of pregnancy, and extended that belief all the way up to pregnancy and to the ninth month and beyond. So if a mother, for example, gave birth to a deformed baby, she could decide, if she didn't have the financial means to take care of a handicapped child, to have that child basically murdered post-delivery. Mm-hmm. And this is what you would call late-term abortion. It falls under that. And it's something that the Democrats don't want to talk about because a majority of people, whether you're Catholic or not, don't believe in infanticide.
Exactly. Well, and whether it's for children born with disabilities, I mean, the Democrats are all in for, you know, up until a second of birth, you can destroy that child, you can murder that child, and even to the point of, you know, as Governor Northam had cited there, that you could, even if the child was born post-abortive, that you just give it comfort care. I mean, this is what our society has reduced itself to, and this is not overly popular. I mean, you know, there's some pollsters would try to say something, because if you remember when the heartbeat bill was passed in Texas, pollsters came behind with some sort of faux polling saying that, you know, over 60% of America still believed in abortion. You had to look at the question for them to come up to 60%. That was a rigged poll, and they tried to put it out there. And fortunately, even as much as the mainstream media is in the bag for the left, even they couldn't carry that water.
That's right. That's right. And that's why polling is so suspect. You really have to look at the design of the poll and the questions that are asked, and the left keeps trying to protect infanticide. It is part of their major platform, and let's not forget that at the Democrat convention, I want to say it was in 2012, that even God was booed at their convention. They continually want to remove God from the public square, whether it's the Ten Commandments, whether it's acknowledging God in our national anthem, whether it's in God we trust on any currency that we produce. They continually want to remove God from the public and replace God with the government.
Exactly. Well, and look what happens. See, with God, you get freedom. You get liberty. Without God, you don't have freedom and liberty. And this is what's happening right now in America as they continue to knock down God Almighty, what's getting knocked down right with it? Don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye freedom. Bye-bye liberty. This is what's going on, and it's all being brought to you by one party, by the Democratic Party. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Great to have you along with us for the ride. We've got Megan Barth. She's on the bus. She's in mission control. She's handling everything for us to make sure that we stay on the straight and narrow. She's the founder and proprietor of BrighamBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com as well. Megan, one of the featured articles at Reagan Babe is The Farce of American Despotism. I thought it was quite enlightening. Tell our audience about this.
Oh, good. I'm glad you caught that. That part of my carousel, and some people don't realize that there are four articles, which I post every week, which are usually a little lengthy, more dissertations, if you will, but another great one by American Greatness. And basically, the Soviets had the gulag. We have cancel culture in our universities and a brittle obsession with race and weirdo sexuality everywhere.
Yeah.
And Roger Kimball goes into, you know, great lengths to show how cancel culture of the left, as you mentioned, the Braves or Atlanta being one, and then, of course, the Braves' name. I think it changed. Was it changed? I don't remember.
No. Well, they say more Atlanta. Every once in a while, they'll say the Braves. And then, of course, then they do the players are still doing the tomahawk chop. Right. And so the media is not sure what to make of it. You know, it's, you know, a bunch of older guys acting like kids having fun. You know, it's all innocent. It's, you know, just inspire the team and they do that. But I'm waiting for some wokesters. I guess I mean, right now they're still in a coma trying to get their brain around like, oh, my God, how can we have two teams in the World Series that are just an anathema to our philosophy? They're just putting this in our face. How dare they? You know?
Right. And then you, of course, have our generals like Mark Milley, who wanted to figure out white rage.
Yeah, the thoroughly modern Milley, him himself. Yeah.
Right. And so the author, Roger Kimball, kind of goes through a lot of what we've seen, but been told that, you know, we're really not seeing what we're seeing. For example, Joe Biden. Is this really a form of elder abuse? You know, he's been accused. There's been multiple calls of Jill actually being guilty of elder abuse by pushing her husband out onto the national stage when he's clearly not cognitively able to do the job that the president is required to do. You know, some people have referred to him as a puppet, where he's, you know, pulled in multiple different directions by, you know, his puppet masters. And I would probably say that's true.
I think that's partially true, although that I think sometimes a part of his ego gets in the way that he just says, I'm going to take a stand and be obstinate. And I think his obstinance came out clearly with Afghanistan. Clearly, that was Joe Biden on his own, out of his own ego. He is the one that decided that. And that was quite evident when the generals came to Capitol Hill and testified, right? Because it was like, hey, you know, Biden, you threw us under the bus. Guess what? You get to come down here and keep us company, you know?
Right, right. And Afghanistan, whether it were the people hanging off of the wheels and then the undercarriage of the plane as it was taking off, which Joe Biden said, you aren't going to see, you know, helicopters or planes landing on top of buildings in this rescue operation. And that's basically exactly what happened. Or if it's the fact that you can also find on ReaganBabe.com, there was another Afghani refugee that came over on that plane. That was accused of sexual assault and rape against a woman in Idaho. And so there goes the properly vetted narrative that we all knew was a lie. How do you properly vet, you know, tens of thousands of people that were rushed to this country, jammed in a plane? Where did the proper vetting come from during that entire chaotic episode of removing these refugees from Afghanistan? So, you know, with Joe Biden's ignorance or bravado, Americans are suffering for it. And with also the bravado of the left and the cancel culture of the left, there's also a story that I just read this morning that I haven't had a chance to thoroughly read, but there was a field trip given, I think, in the Loudoun County School in Virginia, where Terry McAuliffe is up against Greg Youngkin for governor this November 2nd. And famously, Terry said that McAuliffe said that the parents have absolutely no business in their child's education. Well, a field trip was given to young students to a gay bar. To a gay bar. Now, I remember our field trips. We went to the observatory. We went to the Museum of Science and Industry. Never And I'm not that old. I mean, this is, we're talking, you know, 30 years ago, well, actually more, 35
right.
years ago. But nonetheless, how field trips have changed.
Without a doubt. Well, it's like, what, you're going to turn a gay bar into a human zoo? Okay, kids, we're going to take you to a human zoo here and parade all these gay people. I mean, this has a lot more ramifications that are involved here. I mean, it's idiotic. I can't believe that we're even talking about that as much as we're still talking about, you know, that poor father that was so incensed that goes to the school board meeting to say, my daughter's been raped. And the superintendent says, no, that didn't happen. What do you mean didn't happen? My daughter got raped. You know, there's a report. You know, there's...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, it didn't happen. And then you find subsequently she was aware of it, and they took this young man and sent him to another school. He did it again, surprise. And now he's I guess he's in jail right now, isn't he? Didn't they arrest him for it? And the judge, I think.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, Bill. If there was an allegation of rape, that needs to be criminally investigated. So the first person who the school board or the administrators or the principal should have called were the police. You don't call another school board. You don't call another administrator. You don't call another principal. You investigate.
Exactly.
You have it investigated because it's a criminal, alleged criminal act. And so what this demonstrated was that the school boards are operating outside the law. It's nearly as though they abetted the crime. It's like they watched the crime unfold and then didn't call the cops. The cops should have been the first people that were called.
You're exactly right, Megan. And the disgusting thing about this is, guess who's going to pay for that? It's the taxpayers there that are going to pay, because there is going to be a lawsuit, you know, that's going to choke a horse over this whole deal, because they're guilty, you know, dead to rights on this thing in more ways than one. And there's going to be a lawsuit, and maybe this person, the worst thing that happens to her is she loses her job. The worst thing. But meanwhile, the taxpayers are going to pay millions of dollars of their hard-earned money to cover this knucklehead's mistake. I mean, and blatant mistake, and this is what's happening. This is why our votes matter, and why, you know, the era of the low information voter has got to be thrown away. We have got to put that in the ash heap of history and walk away from it and understand that if you are an American citizen and you are on team We the People, you have to be engaged. You cannot just kick back and let it happen to you, because this is what's happening to us right now, because we've allowed it, you know, we've just kicked that can down the road, you know, and here we are dealing with the reality of, decades of chosen, you know, ignorance on these things.
Well, and that's, you know, parents, you know, work, most families now have, the two-parent households, rather, have two people working, right? So when they go to work, they send their kids off to school. They don't realize that their kid is not going to be protected. They don't realize that their kid is going to be exploited. You know, but with CRT and the exposure of CRT, the parents have gotten now more involved. And so what I'm seeing is, like, remember the Tea Party back in 2008, where people were taking to the streets and saying taxed enough already and basically petitioning their government? Now we see that same type of enthusiasm coming to the school board. And now the left is so frightened that Merrick Garland actually had to call off his FBI thugs that were chasing down these parents or labeling them as the master terrorists.
But the damage has been done, just like with the Tea Party. They cooled off the Tea Party, and they're cooling off parents as domestic terrorists. But we cannot adhere and heel to their boot. Thank you, Megan Barth. Appreciate it.
Mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it.
Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's firefighter union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The American Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to be talking here about holiday retail readiness and recent business. Actually, it's a recent business small biz survey with Wendy Tassetta. She's the senior VP for Nationwide Small Business Verizon. Because as the economy continues to rebound from the pandemic, small business retailers are preparing for the holiday shopping season, right? Now there are new tools and strategies to boost customer satisfaction and drive sales, according to our tech expert, Wendy Tassetta of Verizon. Like I said, she has the results of a recent survey and its insights to the current pulse of small business across the nation. Wendy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited to hear about these trends in the marketplace right now. What are you seeing?
So I think I might be more excited than you.
Oh, okay.
What I loved about this survey, we talked to 600 customers, and 68% of them think their business is going to be better a year from now. And if we're honest, that's just not what we were hearing a year ago. So the optimism is the headline in the survey.
Well, you know, that's really the backbone of small businesses anyway, isn't it? It's in their DNA to be optimistic. I mean, after all, you got to survive or die. And small businesses stepped up to the challenge in many ways. And this is why they're optimistic, is because, you know, the ideas, the new innovations, things that they've implemented in their companies, they're working, aren't they, Wendy?
They have all seemed to figure one thing out. Technology can make a difference. Whether you're having a labor shortage or you're dealing with the concerns around security that we're all seeing in the headlines, they realize that there are answers to the problems that are keeping them up at night.
You mentioned technology. Let's talk technology. How has it helped small businesses meet the holiday market demands?
I think the biggest question we've all got is time and money, right? Do you have enough capacity to keep up with what customers want? And technology can help with that. You can do virtual virtual appointments. You can do virtual quoting. If you try to get work done at your house right now, you're going to have a hard time getting someone out. Well, a company with tech can actually do that remotely, can give you a rich experience, and the best part to me, their customer base can be bigger than their neighborhood. They can serve people all across the country, and that's what small businesses are figuring out. You said survival. What I love about small businesses right now, they're figuring out how to thrive.
Yes, I like that. Yeah, because like you said, with these new tools that are available to them, I mean, they've really multiplied the number of contacts that they have with customers. And also this in this urgent world we live in, I often say that we live in a microwave society. We're, you know, we're the generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up, right? So it just cannot be fast enough. But, you know, with this new technology, small business is stepping up to the need, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And here's the craziest thing. Our expectations for customer service have never been higher. So it's not enough for you to just get me on the phone. I want a video experience. I want you to make me feel like I'm in your showroom. And there are ways that tech, things like BlueJean, video platforms, let that be a great experience. And you can actually charge customers more than you used to if you bring more value into the experience. And that's what they're figuring out.
Mm-hmm. And that's what these new tools are giving them. You mentioned, you know, whether it's through video chatting or video demonstrations and that sort of thing. I mean, it's a powerful demonstration. And plus, on top of that, you got your best people doing the presentations, right?
Absolutely. So, Bill, let me tell you one of the biggest problems that small businesses have. 85% of people say if they call a small business and they don't answer, they'll never call them back. So what do you do when you're out talking to other customers? We build solutions like OneTalk that let your phone ring, whether you're in your office, at a customer site, or out at the soccer game on a Saturday. You don't have to miss phone calls. The challenge for small businesses, though, is where do I start? And that's the commitment we have at Verizon, is to bring solutions that are easy to start with. And then they can grow with you. Because the favorite tagline for me is, every big business starts small. So how do we take technology and let your small business feel as big as you might like?
Well, that's a great concept, Wendy, the way you lay this out. Appreciate you spelling that out for us. We're talking with Wendy Tassetta. She is the... she works with new tools and strategies to boost customer satisfaction and drive sales. She's the tech expert of Verizon. Wendy, what about, you know, the way this pandemic has affected small business retailers in serving customers? Break that down, how this has affected their, you know, their business solutions.
So the biggest question for every small business right now is security. How do I do this virtually and still keep my customer data secure and still protect my business? So we've built solutions like a security dashboard that any small business owner can use to be able to see what's going on with my internet traffic, what are we do, what kinds of emails are we opening, how do I give customers peace of mind? The second thing is, how do I just do more? We all only get 24 hours a day, but technology can make you feel like you have 48 if you're able to do things virtually, if you're able to do them securely, and if you can use 5G technology to bring richness to that experience with the customer. The question is where to begin, and I would tell you, show up at any of our locations. We will do a virtual appointment with you. We will do it face-to-face, but let us help you. You can be great at what you do, and let us be great at what we do, helping you figure it out.
Exactly. Well, in addition to going to Verizon and, you know, having one of these virtual experiences so that you can see what you're missing and maybe even understand what your competition has, how they have a leg up over you. And you'd be surprised how quick that solution, how that can be implemented in your small business. What else should small business prepare for with the holiday increase in demand?
I think the biggest thing they've got to be thinking about is staying in touch reliably with their customers. I think we all understand supply chain is going to be a question this year. But customers are willing to wait if you produce a great product, and you make them feel special. Well, let us show you how tech can do that. And that means coming in, talking to us, and finding out about a custom plan built for you. But here's my favorite part, Bill. You know, Verizon's really good at serving the biggest customers across the U.S. My job is to take those solutions and make sure they're ready for small business owners. So take the best of what we do for the biggest companies out there and yet use it for you. So come in and talk to us, and we'd be happy to show you how easy it is to get started.
Yeah, I mean, you got that cumulative experience with all these big businesses that apply for small business as well, and it's only common sense. So why not take advantage? And this is just an awesome service that Verizon offers to small business. Wendy, the bottom line, what was the big takeaway for you from the survey?
There are two things. One is small businesses are here to stay. I know sometimes we read the headlines and we think they are really on the edge of survival. I see businesses every day that are thriving and figuring it out. And the second thing is we can all help. Yes, I'm a leader of small business, but I'm also a customer. And it is so much fun to go out across this country and find amazing small businesses. So I have a hashtag I use, Feet on Main Street. I encourage everyone to do the same. Go out and find small businesses. You might be amazed at what they can do, and they may make your holiday season even better.
Hey, we like that. Wendy Cicetta, Senior VP for Nationwide Small Business and Channel Chief for Verizon Business. Wendy, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Go online and search for Small Business Digital Ready if you want to find out what we can do for you, or come to any one of our 7,200 locations across the U.S. We are in your neighborhoods. We are part of your communities, and we are looking to help you.
And the website is?
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Missouri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000?
Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Evie Bear Carroll is going to be joining us. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. We're going to be talking about Ron's Gone Wrong. The latest details reveal what happened on the Rust set with Alec Baldwin when he discharged what he thought was a cold gun. And will Facebook really change its name? Huh? Well, we'll see what happens. Evie's got all the details and more, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. We're getting her on the early side. She's California time. I'm here on the East Coast. She's on the West. Gas here, what, about three? What am I dealing with? About 350, somewhere in there, más o menos. Probably low, there maybe 320, I think, the last time I paid here, which last year at this time, we were like $2. California, on the other hand, is just insane. Gas running, I saw a friend of mine send me a photo of the gas tank, and the meter was over $7. $7. I mean, forget about Thanksgiving. You can't even get to Grandma's house, can you, Evie? You know, it's $7 a gallon. I mean, Grandma better be just down the street, and maybe you can ride your bikes to Grandma's house because the Democrats are doing everything they can to make sure it's not in your luxury automobile, is it?
No, it's really insane what's happening.
Gosh, and that's got to, I mean, it seems like there in California, inflation has hit you guys harder and faster than the rest of the country. And then on top of that, you're looking out across the Pacific there and you're seeing hundreds of containers of Christmas gifts just sitting there idle. And you're going, what is going on here? Right?
I know. But, you know, I heard that Florida wanted to take over that. And so,
well, they're offering. Why not? I mean, if Texas had a port, they'd be doing that. I mean, Texas for a long time, going back to the days of Governor Perry, Governor Perry said he'd spend 2 hours every day, you know, calling people in California going, what are you doing there? You know, come here. You get all these tax breaks and everything else. And so he, you know, he was on a campaign for many years, but now it's the Governor DeSantis in Florida said, look, hey, we've got ports. We could, you know, bring the business over here. We're happy to help out. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But certainly this is it's very complicated, and there's lots of moving parts that are involved here, which is so frustrating for the rest of us that just want to, you know, live life, take care of our kids, even though they're out there painting themselves all the time. I ran across that picture, by the way, of the kids painting themselves. It was hysterical. I love that picture. I'm so glad you shared it with me. But, you know, that's what we want to do. Enjoy our families. And, you know, we elect people to do the job for us so that we can enjoy our families, work hard, you know, provide for our families, be good citizens. But, it looks like all these institutions have failed us. And meanwhile, we may need a movie or two just to take a break, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I specifically feel sad about it because California is such a beautiful place to live. I mean, the ocean is beautiful.
Exactly.
And there's so many beautiful elements to it, but it's just, you know, it's sad what's happening.
Well, it's where I was born and raised in Southern California, and you know, I still have four sons now because my youngest just moved back to California, believe it or not. Everybody's moving east, but he decided, no, he's got to get back to California. So he's there. So I've got four sons now in California. Our daughter's in Maui, I meant. Another M place, but she's on the Hawaiian Islands with the grandkids having a great time. So, you know, I still get pulled to the west from time to time, but It's the nature of the job and doing a radio show right now and here on the East Coast. Hey, real quick before we talk about Ron's Gone Wrong, Candace Cameron is back in the news, and you know, she's just such a sweet woman. I've always appreciated her and her brother, Kirk Cameron, who's going to come on. I think he's due to come on I think either next week or the week after. But a great story about her and you know, the courage that she's been able to maintain, her and Kirk, as conservatives in Hollywood, right?
I know. This is the thing. She says, why should I be, you know, why should you take me down just because I'm conservative? Why am I the villain is what she says. And
exactly.
She's not, just because she has different, you know, she didn't even say on her vaccination post, she didn't say don't get the vaccination. She said make your choice, right? Make your own choice.
Right.
And so people are attacking her for that, for even having a choice. So it's just
here all these years we've been raised on choice. Now all of a sudden we don't have a choice. Like, would you guys make up your mind? You know,
yeah.
You know, I still want to default into our Constitution that protects our choice either way. And here it is. So, you know, God bless her for having the courage to speak out. Hey, let's talk movies. What's going on with Ron's Gone Wrong?
Ron's Gone Wrong is an animated movie. It's a very funny movie with some really good parts to it and some heartfelt parts to it. It's a Disney movie, and what happens is this boy, Barney, he's in middle school, and this is in the future, right? Everybody has these robots. And they, all the kids are getting these fun robots that are following them and have a relation, you know, friendship with them because the robots can interact. Well, Ron really wants a robot. I mean, Bernie really wants a robot, but his father, you know, can't afford a robot. And so what happens is they get a robot named Ron that's defective. So this robot is just, that's why it's called Ron's Gone Wrong. It's because the robot is, you know, quirky and a little weird and doesn't know how to interact with people, which they're supposed, their whole purpose is to interact and be friends with these kids. So it's learning to love someone that isn't perfect, right? And we know that, right? Because that's what God calls us to do, is we love personally imperfectly, and then we love people who are imperfect. So
yes.
There's some really good messages there.
Well, and that's the power of love, really. And there's no doubt. It's hard to love the unlovable. But, Eddie, I find that when I'm able, by the grace of God, to love the unlovable, it goes better for me. You know, I'm able to have peace. And then on top of that, sometimes, you know, in doing that, God gives you a reward, some golden nugget that comes from the very person that you thought was so unlovable. And when I talk about golden nugget, I'm talking about that word that, you know, God talks about that's aptly spoken, or maybe it's just a gesture or a smile, but something significant that, you know, that transcends all human expression and is magical. And I live for those moments. I love those moments. And I want to love better, you know, this is all part of my, I guess, this focus here recently, because I've been focusing on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And so, and that's the first one, you know, love, peace, patience, but love. And so that is still fresh in my mind that, It's something to strive for at a time which would be a bit counterintuitive right now in this culture, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a great message for kids to get, too, because, you know, they see a lot of stuff going on. And also, you know, kids deal with, you know, other kids being mean or whatever. And so it's a good message to say, no, you got to love no matter what, right? You got to love
exactly.
Even though someone's mean to you. And hopefully they'll learn to love you back because they'll, you know, see that their actions are wrong or whatever. So it's a great message for kids as well.
Well, without a doubt, and I want you to know how much we love you and your dad, Dr. Ted, and love what you guys are doing with Movie Guide. I mean, you are, you know, such a gift to all of us, you know, all the great work you do and, you know, reviewing these movies and bringing articles of faith that encourage us. And I want to just say to our audience, if Movie Guide has blessed you, think about it for a moment and bless them back, okay? You can go to their website, movieguide.org, and there's a donate button there. Just hit the donate button. Whatever. I mean, you know, don't have to give a bazillion dollars. I mean, just, you know, let them know, express to them, as the word says, that we should be thankful for those that, you know, that bless us and that teach us and you know, the ministry that, you know, Ted and Evie are involved here with Movie Guide is such a blessing. And I would encourage that you put some of your good seed into Movie Guide. Hit the donate button. They are a 501c3 nonprofit. And you hear them here most weeks whenever we can, you know, get them on with us. And we're always so blessed to have either Dr. Ted or Evie on to tell us all about it. I hope that's okay if I give a little plug for you. Is that all right?
I appreciate that so much.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we appreciate you. Let's talk about the latest revealing details about what happened on the Rust set. You know, the investigation continues with Alec Baldwin when he discharged what he thought was a cold gun, right?
Well, it's just an interesting case. And so some cases are saying that they, you know, the people had been working for 17 hours already, and so everybody was, you know, trying to accomplish it, and everybody was a little out of it. And so it's an interesting case because he actually shot the gun and hit the director who was wounded, and then the cinematographer was killed because she bled. So it's a really sad situation, and that's kind of what happened.
Well, and the investigation, they're not willing to say, I heard this morning, they're not willing to declare that it's an accident yet. So some people are referring to it as an accident, and the local sheriff who's in charge says, no, we can't call it that because the investigation is still pending. Also, what's the truth about Facebook? Is it going to change its name? What's up with this?
They're thinking about changing their name, and because they are losing, you know, this year was a record that they were losing people, and so they are thinking of changing their name, and that's a big deal because they've built a market, you know, a brand name for themselves for, you know, 15 years, and so Google tried to do that at one point in 2015, but it didn't really, it hasn't really stuck or anything, so we'll see what Facebook ends up doing, but it is interesting that people are leaving Facebook.
Yeah, and it's interesting they would change their name when they're doing this campaign to kind of, you know, brush up their image a little bit. You've noticed that, right?
I know they're trying, but, you know, we still want to voice.
Yeah, they are what they are. Evie Bear Carroll, thank you, Evie.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dave.